In Sri Lanka and Indonesia, schools reopened today on schedule for the new semester, except for those destroyed in the tsunami or converted to shelters. In Indonesia's Aceh province, authorities say they are trying to find and recover some 50,000 bodies still scattered throughout the area. Trucks and aircraft continue to arrive with food, water, and medical supplies. More than 2 weeks after the disaster, a bit of normalcy returned for young Aceh residents in the simple act of returning to class. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
At Senior High School 1, Lubuk, today seemed like just another Monday. Students arrive in their uniforms, white shirts with gray slacks for boys and gray skirts with white headscarves for girls. Some walk in, others ride their mopeds. Promptly at 8, the roughly 750 students line up in formation on the school's parade grounds. One student gives orders into a microphone and the rest respond, marching, standing at attention, saluting, standing at ease. Lubuk High School is a public school, and like all public schools here, there's a quasi-military order and strict Islamic codes are enforced. The school's in Lubuk, a village just outside Banda Aceh, a wealthy area away from the coast that wasn't badly affected by the tsunami or earthquake. The headmaster, M. Yusuf, in a crisp khaki uniform, stands at the microphone and says, "Today we are here to start our studies again." Then three students raise the Indonesian flag and the choir sings the national anthem.
Indonesia, kebangsaanku.
Things are much more difficult at schools downtown. Darul Uloom is a private Islamic boarding school right in the path of the tsunami. It couldn't open today. There's too much cleaning to do. Mud is everywhere. All of the desks and chairs are coated in mud and are now piled outside the classrooms. Two students scrub them clean one by one. Razali Umar, 65, is the school administrator.
Of course, I want to open this school as soon as possible. In my opinion, I think what happened to us because of the destruction, that we don't need to think about it anymore, that we have to go on.
Umar has no idea how many of his students are still alive. He's seen a few, mostly those who come by to help clean. The boarding school serves all of Aceh province, and most of his students were at home for vacation when the tsunami struck. A block down Siak Kuala Street, Man Model Banda Aceh School reopened its doors today, but not for classes. A large handwritten sign in front tells students to come in to register that they are still alive. In a hallway, one student sits at a desk holding a thick binder of papers, listing all the students and teachers at the school. Kids come in, look up their name, and put a check next to it. Sometimes a relative stops by to say a student is dead. Their names are written down on a separate list. Mulya Rahman, a 17-year-old senior, holds the list of the dead.
So far, we lost four friends.
He's particularly upset about the death of Nadia Tur Rahmi. She ran the school magazine and was a good, serious student. But she was also funny, always making jokes. Mulya Rahman runs the school's student organization. He says once things are a bit calmer, he and his friends will find a way to commemorate the friends who have passed.
Of course, we will do something. We will pray together for our friends.
School will restart January 26th after the Eid al-Adha holiday. So far, about 100 students have checked in. Nearly 800 are unaccounted for. 8 are confirmed dead. Only 5 of 77 teachers have checked in, and 10 are known to have died. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.